AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. The Senate could not find a way to extend aspects of the Patriot Act, but it will try again in a week. Our Jerry Bodlander's on Capitol Hill.
The Senate first blocked the House-passed bill, which would end the NSA's bulk collection and storage of Americans' phone records. It then blocked several proposed short-term extensions of the Patriot Act. Senator Rand Paul and others objected. Majority Leader Mitch McConnell then said the Senate would take its week-long break and try again May 31st, just hours before the Patriot Act expires.
This is a high-threat period, and we know what's going on overseas. We know what's been tried here at home.
Whatever the senator proves has to be passed by the House, which won't be back until June the 1st. Jerry Bodlander, Capitol Hill.
In a victory for President Obama, the Senate did pass legislation to strengthen the administration's hand in international trade talks. The vote gives the president authority to complete trade deals that Congress could approve or reject, but not change. The Justice Department is issuing its first written guidelines for the use of drones, as it acknowledges that they will be used more often by law enforcement. Our Jackie Quinn's in Washington.
Drones have already been used for kidnapping, drug, and fugitive cases, along with certain rescue operations. But the Justice Department notes that because they can fly closer to homes than traditional aircraft, and they can operate for days without stopping, privacy rights must be upheld.
Authorities in Washington, D.C. say an ex-convict likely had help from others holding a family captive inside their mansion for at least 18 hours. Darren Dillon Wint is under arrest and appeared in court yesterday. A judge denied bail in the murder case, saying that Wint was arrested with some of the family's missing money and the DNA ties him to the killings. This is AP Radio News. A popular TV reality show is being pulled off the air. Our Oscar Wells Gabriel reports on why.
We're the Duggars.
TLC has pulled the plug on 19 Kids and Counting, a move that follows reports that the oldest of the 19 was involved in wrongdoing as a youngster. The network did not discuss the allegations into Josh Duggar, but it says it is deeply saddened and troubled by the situation. Various reports have said Duggar is accused of fondling five girls between 2002 and 2003. He has issued an apology on Facebook for what he calls bad behavior as a youngster, but did not specify what that behavior was. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
Did you see David Letterman's final late-night TV show on Wednesday? It drew about 14 million viewers, not quite as many as Jay Leno's final Tonight Show, according to the new ratings, and not nearly as many as Johnny Carson's final Tonight Show in 1992. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.
Keep your family safe with help from Menards. From smoke and carbon monoxide detectors to fire extinguishers and more, Kidde home safety products keep your family protected in case of emergencies. Kidde detectors feature enhanced sensing technology that reduces false alarms and give fast alerts for more time to get out safely. Check out all our Kidde safety products and check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening now.
Safety.